Good day. This is the Technologist Kids 3 Daily Briefing for January 31st, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support this podcast by sharing it with everyone that you know, clicking on that subscribe button wherever you listen to this podcast. Then also make sure that you are listening to this on a daily basis, so that way that you can stay up to date on the latest in technology news. So let's go ahead and get on with the briefing. First up, remember yesterday when I talked about Apple revoking the certificate for Facebook? Well, guess what? They've done it with Google as well. Yep, the company that will do no evil has been caught doing some pretty bad things. And so that's pretty much a shame that these two companies are getting caught with, I guess, some illegitimate data collecting. And so this really goes to show that when you're dealing with companies that live in the world of big data, well, they die by big data. Not really die. They just get caught. And it does bring up privacy issues. But the Google one is particularly interesting because of the fact is that this is an internal certificate, so any internal iOS apps that Google uses, like beta programs for their main apps, like Maps and Gmail and whatnot, cannot be used right at this moment. So until Google and Apple can squash this, for those waiting for the new apps to come out, well, they've been delayed, maybe just by a little bit, perhaps by a day. And the reason why is because, well, Apple today reinstated Facebook with their internal certifications or certificates. So, yay! Good job! That was pretty quick. But, hey, that's the tech industry, right? So, speaking of the tech industry, the manufacturer or Foxconn, they actually build or actually assemble all the iPhones and other manufacturers. Back a couple years ago, they made a deal with the state of Wisconsin that they were going to build a huge LCD assembly plant or factory, and it was going to bring 10,000 jobs. And they worked with the state government to get over $4 billion in tax breaks. Well, times have changed, and so have their plans. So they are no longer going to create a factory. And what they're going to do is downsize that to scale it down to more of a research area, and then also reduce the job creation from 10,000 people to less than 1,000 people, and still using that $4 billion in tax breaks. We'll see if they really get away with that. Hopefully the state has a way of being able to make sure they don't get all those tax breaks. In fact, they really shouldn't get any. And the thing is that what the big deal about this, and what's really not being mentioned about this, because this was a pure political move, particularly when you have the president's name written all over it. This is, in a sense, a huge failure on the part of the ones that were definitely for this project. And it's a shame because less than 1,000 people working versus 10,000 people. Well, I hope the people up there in Wisconsin are staying warm with this polar vortex that's going on right now. Absolutely. Ugh. But hey, I look forward to looking to being in the 70s here down here in the South by Tuesday. Amazing. So, next up is Ultraviolet. For those that buy DVDs, bought DVDs before, and Blu-rays, and you'd see that there's a digital copy on the box, and if they use Ultraviolet, well, unfortunately, that service is actually going away. Starting on July 1st, they are shutting down the service. So if you have been using your digital codes for and using Ultraviolet service, Well, don't panic. As long as your account is attached to either Fandango or Vudu or Paramount or Verizon Files, then you're going to be fine and you'll still be able to use your library. And it is actually one of those things I'd have always wondered about with these digital copies, is that what happens if the service goes away and it's moved away from the studios? See? And, well, here's the answer. But it's good that people are able to keep their movie collection. Next up is Android Pie on Samsung phones. So I talked about maybe yesterday or a couple days ago where Android Pie with the new One UI is rolling out in the United States finally. And that it's only just one carrier that is rolling it out. Well, my friends, for those who have a Galaxy S9, S9 Plus, and a Note 9, congratulations. Now all the carriers are starting to roll it out. Now, even though it may be a little bit slow, but everybody will get it. And then also starting in February, if you have a Galaxy Note 8, that you'll start getting that update. And then also, if you have a Galaxy S8 or S8 Plus, you'll be able to get that update starting in March. That is absolutely a wonderful thing. And it's good that the carriers have all decided to roll it out all at the same time. So if you have those devices, just be patient. You will get them depending on your carrier. So it's good to actually see that, even though my 9 months late, but it's okay. So another big thing that's happened in the tech world is Intel, the company Intel, has finally announced their new permanent CEO, Bob Swan, who has been an interim CEO. And so that's a good thing to see Intel have some stability, particularly in the leadership position. And we'll see where Intel is going to go within the next few years because of the competition with ARM and even dealing with Apple creating their own chips and Qualcomm and whatnot. It's going to be interesting on how they're going to be able to continue to stay relevant in this day and age when you have artificial intelligence coming in really strong. Hopefully they'll do something with quantum computing. I know most of y'all don't know a whole lot about quantum, but that is the next level, and that's coming so much sooner than you think. So to end the briefing off on a good note, I have to tell you about Netflix. So back in 2018, when it comes to actual usage, viewership and whatnot, Netflix has outranked cable and satellite for the very first time. Now, that is a wonderful thing, and the reason why is because of the fact that you have a lot of people have changed their taste in what they watch. And cable and satellite have become less relevant because, well, they become too expensive. And even with the price increase with Netflix, it is still an extremely good value with the quality content that you get. So, good job, Netflix, and good job for everybody that's listening to this podcast that watches Netflix, but then also supporting me. So you can support me further by going to patreon.com/KS3Tech, and you can support me there. But then also make sure, again, support my podcast, listen to it on a daily basis. I really love being able to give you all the information. I'm getting some really great feedback on everything that I do. And again, let's work together and make sure that we are spreading the news on the joys and the positive aspects of technology, but also being everything done in a much more responsible way. So everyone have a great day and see you all later.